You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Bart and Hahn Podcast.
It is Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus on the ESPN app as well. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. I just keep looking at you today, Bart, and I see the Dallas Cowboys star.
They don't own your chest. They don't own the star,
and
man.
I just can't.
Does Dallas just own every star? No.
That one, yes. That is trademarked, that star. I know it's a black shirt, and it's a beautiful shirt, by
Givenchy.
The way. Excuse me?
Givenchy.
Gesundheit. But that is a Dallas star, and I just every time I look at you, I'm like, why is he wearing a Cowboys t-shirt?
I really like the Cowboys. Never lost to him in my career. Just chalked that dub up to the win column.
Yeah.
Well, serving Dallas hot ales, as Shannon Sharp would say.
As Shannon Sharp would say. Well, they should be a good team this year, and we shall see. No, don't laugh. They are some. I know we say it every year, but they should be a good team this year.
This is 97.
If they get, they have. And yet, also the other thing you're saying is, if they're healthy, which, as we know, that's been a major issue for them. But never mind them. Let's continue with the story of what has become the story of the week in the NFL. By the way, I want to tell you that family's everything. And I've got peace of mind knowing my family's taken care of with life insurance. I recommend SelectQuote. SelectQuote has been helping families for over 35 years. Plus, quotes are free. Go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote. com. And we want you to be part of Bart and Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We are going to play a game today you're going to love. It's the BS. It's the BS meter.
Do we have any, like, game show music? Can we get that production done?
I'm sure we can. Jake already said he can, so that's good. College football's back, by the way, and so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So we'll get to the game in a little bit. I'll have a lot of fun with that one as we go around the NFL. But let's get to Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, Bart. As the story goes in New England, and it's something that you kind of speculated, others did as well. The reason why the Patriots decided to move on from Cam Newton was, Mac Jones the better fit, even though he's a rookie, better fit for the way they want to play. And as others have told us, including Booger McFarland yesterday, they didn't hand him the job. He earned it. He had that opportunity last week when Cam Newton was out with COVID. He didn't have COVID, but he had
he had to
go through the protocol for 5 days, right, because of a misunderstanding.
Which led us to believe that because he was put in that particular protocol, that he wasn't a vaccinated player because he went through the protocol of a non-vaccinated player.
Right. And so I think we know.
Got to protect the HIPAA laws.
There's no HIPAA laws with the NFL. HIPAA laws refer to doctors.
But they can't go out and tell everybody what somebody's status is as far as vaccination.
No, a team can't. It shouldn't say it, but it's when you have certain rules for different. You're vaccinated, you get these rules. You're not vaccinated, you get these rules.
So we took an educated guess, and we're probably right.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works. Okay. Right. If you have a brain in your head, you can figure that part out, and which we figured out. So, of course, some of the speculation was, well, maybe they decided to move on from Cam Newton because he wasn't vaccinated. Perhaps that was part of the decision-making process. Well, Bill Belichick was asked that question this morning, and his response was no.
Did Cam's vaccination status have anything to do with him being released?
No. I mean, look, you guys keep talking about that, and, I would just point out that I don't know what the number is. I mean, you guys can look it up. You have the access to a lot of information, but the number of players and coaches and staff members that have, been infected by COVID in this training camp who have been vaccinated is a pretty high number. So I wouldn't lose sight of that.
But still, the protocol is different. So it doesn't matter whether players that are vaccinated are or not, when they have two negative tests, they're back a lot faster.
Yes.
So a non-vaccinated player is going to have a different set of rules, which can hurt a team because they can't come back as fast. So whether you know vaccinated players are getting COVID or not, we know that they get to come back more, quickly.
Sooner.
Right.
You're not going to miss as much time. And
so
of
Bill,
course,
stop us with that, Bill.
Yeah. Well, look, if we're doing the math,
yeah.
You just figure if you're a coach, do I want to risk losing my starting quarterback?
Yeah.
For an entire week,
I wonder,
or even an entire weekend where I don't have him as a start. Like, do I want that, or do I want to deal with that? Now, with that in mind,
what if Brian Hoyer's vaccinated? Oh, he just
they let him go. By the way,
with suckitis.
After you destroyed him yesterday. Speaking of Hoyer, the destroyer,
he's infected with suckitis.
It was Bart the Reaper? I mean, you went in on him. By the way. How many times have they cut Brian Hoyer and then brought him back 2 weeks later? So
right,
they I don't might think we've seen the end of him.
Yeah, he's like Michael Myers with them, man. They're going to put him on a practice squad. Yeah, they're going to put him on a practice squad, right? You know, Paul Bearer is walking around. He's trolling him. But, you know, Jarrett Stidham ain't the answer either.
Well, now, I mean, all of a sudden things are precarious.
Everything
there.
Is on Mac Jones. That's
if
funny.
You ask any Patriots fans, which I've followed that pretty closely up there, That up in New England, like that's now the concern. It's like, wait a minute. We just went from having four guys in the quarterback room to a rookie and Stidham, who was supposed to be the next one and clearly proved himself to not be the next one. That's what we're doing.
I tell you what, a good quarterback or a decent quarterback, a good backup that's kind of like in the Chase Daniels kind of mold got released in Dallas, Jeff Driscoll. Who can come in and probably be somebody's good backup. So he's probably a hot commodity now as a good backup. He started a couple of games for the Broncos. Mm-hmm. You know, looked okay, won some games. So he'll be a hot commodity out there in a minute.
Well, there's a couple of guys, obviously, and then we'll see what happens with Cam certainly going forward. But as again, Bill Belichick gives the only answer you're supposed to give there, by the way, Bart.
Yeah.
It's the like you could say, you know, don't try to sell us on that. What else is he shouldn't say? Yeah. The fact that he's not vaccinated
is
something that, you know, oh, yeah, that's definitely what. No, you can't do that. The Bills
we
already
know,
learned that you shouldn't talk about that publicly. You shouldn't say it.
We all know that, but not all coaches are created equal.
Clearly,
and it's another coach that kind of struggled a little bit with that.
Yes, there was.
It's been a bad year, bad start for that guy.
Hi, Urban Meyer. How are you doing in your first year as an NFL coach? And, oh, by the way, did you happen to have any decision-making process that included whether or not a player was vaccinated or not when you were making your cuts?
Could you share with us whether a vaccinated versus unvaccinated player had an impact on a roster decision?
Everyone was considered. That was part of the production. What's his, you know, let's start talking about this, and then also, is he vaccinated or not? Can I say that was a decision-maker? It was certainly in consideration.
Bro. You ever seen Life? You ever seen the movie Life?
Of course I have.
Remember the part where they had Can't Get Right? They was like, what's wrong with him? I don't know, man. Something wrong with his head. He just can't get right. Like, Urban Meyer's can't get right. This dude had one job. Let's not embarrass the organization.
Yeah.
Well, he hires the strength coach. Strike one. He brings in Tim Tebow. Strike two. Now he's trending on CNN, NBC, Fox about his comments. Just shut up.
Yeah. That was one of those.
You know what? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
not a good start. Not a great start for him.
I got to be honest with you. When you're the PR guy for a professional sports team, and you know, right? These PR guys, they have sleepless nights.
Yes.
You understand this? Like
about players mainly about players.
You know all those guys. You know, obviously all the teams you've been to. You know the PR people.
Jared know what's up.
Yep. The behind the scenes, it's always before the coach comes out or before a player comes out in front of a big crowd. It's always like, all right, listen, they're going to probably ask you this stuff. They try to prepare you for things. There's certain things we shouldn't talk about. All that stuff. Then Urban Meyer does that.
Doesn't he seem
like that? If you're in the PR department in Jacksonville, everybody collectively just went straight facepalm. Like, well. And the NFL, yes, anybody that's wondering who hasn't heard the story, the NFL has now, of course, launched an investigation into the decision-making process of the Jacksonville Jaguars based on the vaccination.
One job. Then they lose some practices or something like that, right? Then they lose. Like, he's on strike four. He didn't foul tips and balls, man. Why he's still at the plate, I have no idea. Listen, we got to get another drop, right? We need a new drop.
No, this is the PR department.
What?
They fell out of the boat.
Yeah,
just fell out of the boat.
I love I don't know, but in honor of me growing up, and my name is Bart, I was always compared to Bart Simpson, we need to get a good old Homer. Don't. That's our next drop. We're gonna add to there the dough, and that's strictly the Urban Meyer's. Like, what the hell is – like, come on, man. You can't say it. It's assumed. We all know that that's a determining factor. Bill Belichick gave you the example. Well, Bill spoke this morning.
Yeah, so Bill learned his lesson. Yeah. Like, well, I know one thing I'm not going to say because I've had every gate possible. I'm not going to have this now added to the list. They've been investigated for everything.
Like, look at this idiot.
You're going to now investigate. So, yeah, no. Bill gave the – for anybody that says like, oh, yeah, sure, Bill, we believe you. Bill's not going to tell you
right,
whether it did or not. It's, now, Mike Tannenbaum, who we all respect, longtime Uncle front TV. Office executive in the NFL, and Mike T, again – when it comes to whether or not the vaccination played a role in the decision, he'll tell you how they're thinking in a front office.
I think it has to be a factor. Most teams obviously can't talk about it, but let's just face it, the protocols are so much more rigorous for unvaccinated players that not only do I think it's a factor in players getting cut, but moving forward, I think unvaccinated players will be signed at a much slower rate than vaccinated players just because their eligibility will be, you know, so much more up in the air. And I think it's going to be interesting to see if some of these free agents change their mind. And I don't really have a position whether you should be vaccinated or unvaccinated. I'm just saying from a pragmatic standpoint, you know, signing players that are eligible for obvious reasons, that's where teams, in my opinion, are going to go first because they want to have the certainty that player can come in and play as quickly as possible.
Bart, you wonder, as a player, you probably understand this to be true. Whether it's the right thing or the wrong thing, we are seeing it right now and everywhere. Right here, like
it's a necessary
there are
thing.
Places that are now companies making it official. To work here, you need to be vaccinated.
To work here, to dine here. I try to go around. I'm surprised. I need to go because my poor little cardboard vaccination card is getting beat up. I got to get it laminated.
You know, there's an app.
They gave me a card, so I kept a card.
Yeah, but you can just use an app on your phone.
How do I go for my app? I go for my app and it's
well, you're a
screenshot.
Jersey guy. Does
yeah, I'm
Jersey
a Jersey guy.
One?
No, we don't.
See,
we got
New York. We
listen,
have,
right.
We have the
y'all sophisticated. Excelsior y'all little bourgeois people out here in New York City.
How dare you?
Him from New York City. We over there. We got cardboard, man. We got biodegradable, recyclable COVID cards. Easily ripped off. Easily.
don't fake those. No, don't fake those. But you know, but I'm saying. And by the way, that was Straight Talk, Brett, Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise, all of that was, because a lot of Straight Talk involving this. It's just something that is a reality right now. Teams can't say it. Yeah, right. We know what, we're going to let you go because you're not vaccinated, because you just can't.
Right.
But it doesn't mean it doesn't enter your thinking, especially if it's lower level players. Well, they're about the same guy. You know, they're about the same. Which one do we pick? Well, which one's vaccinated, which one's not? If one is and one isn't, well, easy decision. This, though, with Cam Newton is a much different scenario. Then I think in Jacksonville, that's not a very good team.
You know what?
New England's got a chance to win,
yeah.
And some people, and we'll get to that, some people think they now all of a sudden are a Super Bowl contender.
We'll get to it.
With that in mind, like if you're Bill Belichick and you're like, let's see, do I want somebody who could compromise our planning for a week where I lose a guy and then contact tracing lose two guys or three guys for an entire week, for a weekend, for a critical matchup, whatever it is? I don't want to risk that. So, yes, that's going to be part of my decision-making. Whether you like it or not, that's the fact.
Should we get the listeners involved? I'll tell you what.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Because Uncle TB said something, right? Like, I guess out here it's mixed, right? Some people think you should get vaccinated. Some people think you shouldn't, right? They think it's the right to choose.
Right.
But I wonder if we
it's your right to choose, but it's my right to then decide which way I'm going.
Right. I want to put the fans in. I want to put the fans in the scenario. I want to put them in the stuff.
Go ahead.
I want them to feel the same way that the players feel. Because if you're a guy that got cut yesterday and you know one of the determining factors may be that you're not vaccinated, even though you may not believe in it, would you get vaccinated just so you can have an opportunity to make millions of dollars this year opposed to being on the streets for the entire year? What say the people?
So
I want to know. I want to know. I want to put the people in this scenario. I want to know what would they do. I want people that believe in the vaccination.
You're not comfortable getting it, but it's the difference between making a couple of million versus not getting paid this season.
So basically, instead of like, you know, we had De Blasio saying, "Hey man, you can get some snack, some Shake Shack fries if you get vaccinated." Would you get vaccinated for a couple million dollars? Because that's what's on the line for these players.
I'll get vaccinated again for a couple million.
But I want to know what say the people.
Let's go to the people
that believe in vaccinations, people who don't believe in them, people that do, to say, hey, would they get a shot if it meant $1 million for them?
Okay, let's do that. 888-729-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. But you know who we have to go to first, Bart?
Where?
Someone we haven't heard from. At least you and I together in a little while.
Wow.
Now, we don't have the drop. We don't have the music. So can you do me a favor and sing
Ladies'
Night
for me? Oh, ready? She's ready? Back!
Tessa in New Jersey,
Michael Myers is back! And say it's Ladies' Night, and the mood is right. And say it's Ladies' Night, oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night.
What up, Tessa?
How you doing, Tessa?
I'm back. Alan, if you ever do that to me again, I don't know what I was doing. I was going back between the morning show, Bart and Chris. It was crazy. I was bashing my head against the wall. Like, you know, I can't keep changing my
Bart and Resusian. Bart and Resusian. Guess what? Sometimes I came in here, Tessa. I didn't know who the hell I was working with.
And then listen, Bart. Alan. You know I need a referee with Bart. I might wild out and tell Bart, let's do an arm wrestling contest. I need you to, you know, keep us at a certain
let's
level.
Let's get it
you
on.
Know I go crazy
yes,
with Bart.
I completely
can't
understand
with him without you.
I completely
don't
understand.
Don't ever do that again, Alan.
Well,
it's
you'll
so
have
good.
To talk
I was listening
to
Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, I
but
know.
But it's so good to hear you guys.
It's
back
so
at this
good
time.
To not wake
and
up at 3 a.m.
Until 3. That's what I was saying. You guys, it's a 3 now. Listen, Alan, just don't do it again, okay? I know you're awesome superstar. So is Bart.
Yeah.
I don't care. They need to get somebody else. That's how I feel.
Yes,
I can't,
ma'am.
I can't help it that they can't carry that show without you. We need you and Bart now. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you got it. Well, you got us. Well, you got us.
I'm back, though, now.
So what do you, so what do you have?
Every week, I'm back.
All right.
So listen, right now, I don't care, even though I'm vaccinated. Oh, and Bart, you live in Morris. I live in Essex County. They gave these really nice clear sleeves that you can put your card in so our card don't look crazy. Wow. But Alan is right.
Jersey's got to get an app, though. Get an app, Jersey. What are we doing?
He's right. You got to get the app.
My car looked like it got wet at the end. I mean, it started to come apart.
Your card's like the bus pass at the end of the school
year. But you're going to have to laminate it real quick, though. But anyway, so I'm with Bart. If you got cut, it will be in the back of my mind about, oh, my God, is it because I'm vaccinated? Because you know what? Nobody does what they're supposed to do. You want to be anti-vax vaccinated? Cool. But are you following the correct? Are you wearing masks? Are you staying away from people? No, a lot of these people are not doing that. So that's why it's important to get vaccinated, because you're not doing what you're supposed to do behind closed doors. You're still probably free, doing whatever you want, and then next, you know, you come and infect 10 teammates. So, no, yes, I would get vaccinated if I thought I got cut for that $1 million or that $500,000 so I could try to go triumph for another team and do my thing and not be at home feeling like trash. So that's what I would do. I would definitely get vaccinated just to make sure I hopefully make another roster, because I would think that that's why I got cut. Unless I'm just trash. If they just trash,
yeah,
they got cut because they
well,
trash.
Well, yeah. Bums have to know who you are. That's Bart would say.
Brian
if you're Destroyer, a bum.
Like, Brian Destroyer. Like, I'm a guy, I got vaccinated,
no, no
guys. Vaccine.
No,
like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
There's no vaccine
right,
for being a bum.
Like,
is that what you're saying?
On the Giants, anybody on the Giants O-line team that got cut, you're trash.
Oh, you knew
so
that was
coming. Because our O-line is still trash. So if you got cut because you're on the O-line, you're trash. It had nothing to do with vaccination. Damn. But anybody else. That's what I'm saying.
As Dave Gettleman brought in like 3 new linemen, he's training.
Tessa, we love you. Thank you so much for calling. Tessa's the best. But do you hear what she said? Like, you know, that would weigh on my mind. Well, did I just get cut because of that?
Well, I want to let the people know that this is the dilemma that players have. This is where they're at right now.
Yeah, and that's definitely the part I think that no teams can't talk about it, but right. We know this is being talked about. Let's go to Chris. Let's go to Iowa and discuss it with Chris. Chris?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, you can't ask the people because you're going to get the same response most of the time. I would in 2 seconds if I hadn't had the vaccine, I would in 2 seconds get that vaccine shot if I knew I was going to make $1 million.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would think that, right.
We're not the normal people.
Yeah.
We're the normal people. Football players are not. Athletes that get paid, I don't even care if it's $1 million a year.
Well, I guess maybe that's the better question to ask, right, Chris? Because you're right. It's not relatable because for a million, of course, for a million, because I don't make $1 million, right? You might, Bart, but I don't make $1 million.
It's going to get taxed.
So stop. Now you sound like my wife. That's what she does. Well, it's still taxed. But for regular people, how about just ask that question?
Yeah.
If it meant you would lose your salary for a year?
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's a bigger impact on people.
Well,
yep.
That's
100%. Love the show. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, that's the reality for people that live in New York, right? Like, and some of the people that work for Walmart, that work for some of these Fortune 500 companies, that's the dilemma that we are. And sports is no different. It's just different, you know, like Outkast used to say, like, if you don't move your feet, then I don't eat. So we like neck to neck. Yeah, it came a long way, like the long ass cigarettes.
Oh, my God.
But, you know what I'm saying? You have to understand.
You went somewhere for a minute there.
Well, you got to say.
But I know what you're. Yeah, I know the
whole
verse.
Because my bills are the same as yours. Like the percentage of my pay is the same. So after my check is there, the same percentage is cut from the check.
Like the $1 million is not the relatable part for normal people. Right. Regular people, the $1 million, like, of course, I'd do anything. You know, what do you want? What do you want me to do? For $1 million, different story. But for an athlete who's like, well, that's what I get. So I think to make it relatable is losing your salary. And that certainly is something that a lot of people are worried about. When are you not?
I didn't think it all the way out, so, you know. Well, that was the best I had.
That's why Chris in Iowa helped us out there. Of course, hearing from Tess was great as well. And we'll continue with your calls. 888-8-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Barton Hahn. We're coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. What?
I thought you were going to hit the button. I thought you were going to say it's Barton Hahn's going to hit the, did you miss me?
Is that here?
Listen, we're working the kinks out. This is preseason for us too. You know what I mean? Don't worry about it. We added that when you were gone. We added some stuff while you left.
You know what though? I like this one.
You better lock it up. No, you lock it up.
You know why? You got to lock it up?
Ah,
because it's time for a break. That's why. And we got more to get to. A lot more to get to, including, to quote Dennis Green, the Yankees are who we thought they were. And the Mets turn thumbs down into thumbs up. Baseball, your calls, a lot more to get to, and we're going to have a game to play in the 1 o'clock hour. It's Bart and Hahn, but first,
yes,
Bart has this
from DoorDash. DoorDash here with the Summer of Dash Pass. Right now, Dash Pass members are taking $10 off groceries, alcohol, pet food, and more. You need a nightcap, get $10 off. You got to call... Get relief delivered for less. Want to surprise your crush, send a gift, and save? Try Dash Pass for free and get special savings on exclusive menu items and $0 delivery fees year-round. Get more from your neighborhood with Dash Pass and the DoorDash app. Stay cool out there, even though it's easy today because it's cold in New York City. Terms, conditions apply. Your calls and a whole lot more right after this break.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Wrong. And we can't even describe what you did on the air. You'd had to have seen it for it to not sound offensive.
That's like the seven words that George Carlin said that you can't say.
Like if you saw what Bart did, then I can say it. You'd be like, oh, okay.
But you as a great basketball player, I knew your reflex would make you catch them.
Yeah, I have good hands, unfortunately, and I didn't want to catch it. Put it this way. Those are pistachios, right?
They're pistachios.
And Bart said, hold my...
Pistachios.
What are pistachios? But he didn't say pistachio. He said what they are, what family that they're a part of. And I caught them because,
it was either that or hit you in the chest.
Which is even worse.
Oh, man, that's one of my favorite parts of the movie on Uncle Drew, when he gets up and he says, my pistachios.
Yeah. But he'll say pistachios, though. My God. Hey, it's the summer of Dash Pass, and members are getting $10 off groceries, alcohol, and pet food because summer, which is almost over, everybody. Try Dash Pass for free and get year-round savings, exclusive menu items, zero delivery fees now in the DoorDash app. Terms and conditions apply. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. By the way, at Barton Hahn on Twitter, and also Instagram, of course.
Yeah.
We are being told by a lot of our Jerseyites, and we love you, thank you for listening, that you do have an app, man. What?
I'm a Neanderthal. What do you think, man?
Listen, I'm going to need you to clean it up right now, because how do you not know this? It's called Docket.
First of all, you come in here with a three-subject scrap paper. You know what I'm saying? I've been giving you printer paper from stuff that I got printed on the front that I don't need no more. Like, we this. Old school. This is how we do. So you think I'm going to go, no, I'm going to laminate this thing, and that's how I'm going to roll. That's why I'm going to rock. I'm going to rock with my laminated card, and if I lose it, I'm going to take a picture of it like I do my passport when I go over the country.
Just get the app, and then you don't have to carry around this frayed, sad piece of paper.
Because you know what? When you go there,
it's embarrassing.
When you go there,
I'm embarrassed. If we're going to dinner together or lunch, whatever it is, and then we've got a show, and I pull out my app, and you're showing this frayed, crumbled up piece, I'm going to be embarrassed to be with you.
But who's going
to
get in first, right? Because you got to open up your phone.
Oh, sorry.
No, I said you got to unlock your phone. Then you got to find it, go to the app. I'm just going to flash it like a badge. Bam. Woo, I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
They're going to look at it like, what is that? Forged? What is that?
I'm eating appetizers before you even pull up your stuff.
Looks like you were eating the corners of that piece of paper. Anyways, so yesterday, first and foremost, let's get to a couple of things on the baseball side. Number one.
Speak.
As we said, I said this earlier in the week, and I'm a Yankees fan, and a lot of Yankees fans were getting on my case about this. I don't care. The class of Major League Baseball, despite the fact that they're not first in their division, is the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers are the class of baseball.
What about the Giants?
They are built to win. The Giants have a great season. But if I'm in a series, I'm taking the Dodgers.
Yep.
Built to win. Built to win it all. Again. After that, if the Yankees, if you want to put them up there, if you're baseball, that's what you want.
Yeah.
That's that, you know, the Goliaths going at it. That's what you want. But I don't know if you're going to get it.
We've been dreaming.
13-game winning streak. And everybody's like, oh, all right, so everything that happened early in the season, that's all gone. Brian Cashman is a genius. And I do think Brian Cashman's a very smart GM.
Yeah.
And I know this has been said before. If they cleaned house and Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman were fired, who gets a job first? I don't think the press release is out. Yeah. Cashman's already hired by somebody else.
Yeah, Boone would be in the booth.
Right. Right. I mean, it's just the way it is. So that's how brilliant he is, and that's how much, you know, he's had an impact on winning in New York, despite the fact that the last 10 years they have not even gotten to a World Series. More than that now. But now they've lost four in a row. Are they who we thought they were? I looked at the 13-game winning streak, and I thought, this is nice. This is great. Wild card, good. I don't have to now worry. Are they not going to even make the playoffs? I don't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. However, that's as fugazi as the 11-0 start by the Steelers last year. Ooh. Did you ever look at the Steelers and say, that's a Super Bowl contender? Nah, or do you just think, they're just winning somehow?
You saw the major flaw. Like you say, when they go against a good team, an elite team, they won't be able to get away with throwing the ball 50 times a game. They have to run the ball. They have to establish the ground game to create balls, you know, create space.
So
and you look at the Yankees, and you're like, okay, this is cute. They win a lot of one-game, you know, series, you know, but this is shaky.
Pitching
again
is still a concern. Yeah, Tyon, you know, again, I mean.
Shaky at the end, man.
Obviously the closing.
And really didn't get to talk about Ohtani and that mammoth 40-second home run he hit the other day.
Well,
like, it's the Angels. The Angels, they got Ohtani, but they're not a good team.
How about he didn't pitch, but he still, on a double steal, gets home? Yeah. He's just an amazing player. But anyway, so the Yankees, and what's worse is they lose four after winning 13. And you're like, all right, well, you look up and it's Tampa. They've won nine in a row, and they've completely just
What's their salary cap?
Don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it, but I do want to talk about it.
They gave away Snell, and they still got a better record.
So let's talk about this, though. How about this story again? We wanted to see how things ended with the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
So the Mets,
Did you hear Gary Cohn, that call that he had?
Super high-pitched. Super high-pitched. Yeah, he was all about it. And that's Gary Cohn is the play-by-play voice of SNY here in New York for the Mets. So the Mets – remember I told you yesterday, they had to play that makeup game where they basically, it's a nine-inning game.
Yeah.
They pitched nine pitchers, and then back in April, they delay the game 142 days to now. They play it yesterday. And so there's not a lot of people in the place, in the building. Baez wasn't even a Met back then.
Yeah.
Didn't start the game, but came in the ninth.
Hmm.
When he goes to home plate, he gets booed, of course, by the fans that are there.
How many were they down, by the way?
They were down four. It was 5-1 they were losing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Conforto hits, you know, the two-run home, get things going.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, basically, Javi Baez scores on
He hit a homer.
It's basically a walk off where
he from first to third,
yes.
Right? Because it was a little dinker by Conforto.
That's what
he's running the bases, and the guy bobbled it in the outfield, and he showed those after jets, which makes him one of the best base runners. And he didn't look at the third base.
Nimmo hit the home run, by the way. I said Conforto. Conforto had the hit.
Right, he had the dinker. He had the little blooping hit.
Right, he gets hit first of all. Right, he gets that ground ball single. Right,
there you go. Right,
the Mets
there.
Go within one.
Look at Javi.
Then Conforto.
Ugh, dig Javi.
Gets a hit. But then when there was a fielding error, he drops the ball as he's trying to pick it up. Baez keeps going. He's hustling. Yep. Round
from first.
Third.
From first.
Yes. Goes home, beats the throw. Mets win. He also loses, by the way, a diamond out of his jewelry.
I hope we got insurance.
But never mind that. Here's the whole story is this. Bart, the fans won. You know why?
No, they didn't.
Because that hustle that you gave me around third is because in your head, as you're rounding bases, you're going, I'm going to show them. I'm going to make them cheer. I'm going to show them. And he's hustling like, I'm winning this game right now. And that's why we boo, because we know you're that good. You should be trying harder. You should be doing better.
You're one of those dudes.
That's why we boo. So the fans won. They won.
All right, Adrian. Right, yeah. So now you're Adrian. You can win.
I'm going to show you, Adrian. You're going to let me that all night long.
I'm telling you, man.
Stop it. Like, he's a guy that hustles all the time. Like, you can say he's either, boom or bust at the plate, but he's a guy that always gives you everything he wants. He's not a guy that's going to jog to first base like Cano. He's not going to stride. Mm-hmm. He's going to put his hamstrings at harm's way. You look at him digging, he's looking at the outfield the entire time. He's one of the most intelligent base runners there is.
Yep.
And he's won a couple of games because of his ability to run the bases. This ain't the first time he's won it that way. So you can say whatever you want to say about his bat, but he's a guy that gives you everything that he got. So I don't care whether
which is what you're supposed to do.
Right. But not every professional does that. How often do we talk about Cano? How often, as from Yankees to Mets, how often do we talk about Cano and looks like, oh, he's not running it out?
Yeah.
Right?
No,
you're missing
my point, though.
It wasn't because of you. It was because he
100%.
Wanted. Listen, what you think the thumbs down was for? That was for them eternally say, screw everybody who ain't with us, and that's the fans, even if they booing.
Well,
so I told you the athletes rally around stuff like that. Oh, they Mike Jones and us? They don't want to be down with us? Forget them. We're going to do it for ourselves, fellas. How many times have it ever been that you hear about players and teams going to the locker room and say, you know what? They don't care about us. They don't respect us. They don't believe in us. But all we need is the men that's inside this building. That's all we need to believe in us. That's coach
speak. We all we need.
That's coach
is
speak.
Is that what that is?
That's coach speak 101.
All right.
So collectively as a team, they say, we're going to turn this around. We're going to get it together.
Well,
you look up, they're only six games back, and they got 30 to go, and they can catch somebody. And then what you going to say when you got postseason baseball
and they can't even catch
there,
a cold. You want to catch somebody. Stop it.
They're only six back.
You swept the Marlins.
Okay,
you want a banner for that now?
And who they got next? Some bums. I don't know, but I know some bums. Who they got next?
Nice try.
Let me check
Baez
it out.
Baez goes to Twitter, of course, after the Mets get the sweep. They also played a seven-inning game later in the day, get the win there as well.
Yeah, so they're streaking.
Hashtag fans, we just need to stay together. We want to win, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, guess why I want to win? Because if I don't win, if we lose and we don't go to postseason, some of us won't be back.
Okay, well, we shall see. Barton Hahn presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save
boo
over
me,
$700 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance. You know what? I absolutely love that story because as he's rounding third, you know in his head he's like, I'm going to show them.
He digging,
man. Fans loved it. That's why we're there. We show up to boo and cheer equally. That's what we do. Coming up next, by the way, there's a star player in Philadelphia we think he's a star, who wants out. Where is he headed, and who should make the deal? That is coming up next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and ESPN Plus.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price.
go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Han, Bart Scott. And yeah, I still believe, like, I don't care. Like Sarah Spain decided to chime in on this little debate you and I had about Javi Baez yesterday and the game-winning play he made, and tried to suggest that I've never seen Javi Baez play before, which...
In Chicago?
Taking that a little personal, right? But still, said that he plays like that every play. Bart's right. He always hustles like that. Taking credit for that play because of booing? Nah. And I'm telling you right now, you were an athlete.
Run too sweet.
You played 10 and three quarters of a season in the NFL. You're going to tell me, that there wasn't anything going on in his mind and he's rounding third and he's saying to himself, I'm going to show them. Every athlete's got that. Every athlete has that in them when you know there's a controversy, you're in the midst of it, you've been booed, there's that little extra tick. I'm not saying he wouldn't have tried, I'm not saying he wouldn't have, but there was something in his legs, in his adrenaline, everything else. That is 100% extra motivation. That is not just an athlete mindset, that is human nature to say, I'll show you.
All the 100%. Fans, all the fans out there should just say, thank you, Javi. Thank you, Javi.
Well, they did. They cheered.
He won the game.
And it's all good. Yeah, yeah. And the fans can celebrate the fact that, you know what? All's well that ends well. Now, what happens?
Nobody's taking credit for it, though.
Nobody's taking credit. It's just, it's this collective feeling of, this is why I cheer, this is why I boo. It's to motivate you. All right. Let's get some breaking moves, Bart. So in Philadelphia, there is a report in the Philadelphia Inquirer. The Sixers have been notified by Ben Simmons.
Mm.
He told the team.
They found him.
He told them.
Oh, they found him.
Well, they did find him in L.A. Shocking.
Before he was in London with his girlfriend, you couldn't find him.
Well, now he's in L.A. Oh. And he met with them last week, according to this report, and told them he no longer wants to play for the Sixers, has no intentions of reporting to training camp, which, by the way, is in like 26 days.
Oh, wow.
All right. So he's out. He's telling them. Now, he still has 3 years and like $114 million left on his contract.
Yeah.
So it's not like he can control it.
Didn't James Harden say that? But he had to report.
Yeah.
The fact that he thinks he's not going to report is laughable.
Yeah. Well, he's trying to tell them, I have no intention to. Now, of course, we know Deshaun Watson had that same intention and others
keep,
as well.
Keep that same energy. We docked that
day. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers also had no intentions until he found out how much it was going to cost per day.
Hold on. How much I got to give back?
And you're not
trading
me?
On the way.
Yeah. Well, maybe, yeah. Once Aaron Rodgers heard that, he was just...
R-E-L-A-X.
Yeah, yeah. Chill with the fines. I'm not into that. I don't care how much money I'm making off Jeopardy. But what would be the perfect destination for Ben Simmons?
Well, if you listen to Patrick Beverly's like, come on out there to but who would they give up? Now, who would they give up to go out to Minnesota? Oh, the youngster. Nah, that's not enough. That's not enough.
No, you'd have to give up draft picks there.
Portland, baby.
Karl Anthony Towns.
Portland. Anthony Edwards. Dame Dollar in Philly, baby.
No.
Out there Freeway.
Don't he put that out in the world.
Benny Siegel. They can come out with an album.
Could you imagine? Never mind what Ben Simmons would be for the Blazers. Dame Lillard,
Tobias Harris.
Joel Embiid?
Oh. Dame Dollar, Dame Diddy, a Dame Dummy.
I got a headache.
Woohoo! That might
be Daryl Morey, knowing how he operates.
He went big fish 100%. Hunting last year. He went big fish hunting for Harden. He couldn't get that. This is an equal fish.
But are you giving up a lot for Ben Simmons considering he's non-offensive player?
It's a one-for-one. It's a one-for-one. Give me a first-round draft pick, Philly, and give me Ben Simmons.
I'll tell you what. Coming up, we got some surprising storylines to keep an eye out. For the 2020 NFL season, the BS meter next.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.